This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are data on the way this morning on U.S. factories. In recent days, we learned that orders for expensive equipment used in factories hit a 40-year high in January. Core capital goods is the phrase if you want to sound like the bright kid in econ class. This is a read on the strength of U.S. manufacturing. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Manufacturers know that demand for their goods is not a problem. Chad Moutre is chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers.
The challenge has been meeting that demand with all of the supply chain issues and workforce challenges that we continue to see kind of around the world.
So manufacturers have been ordering more equipment, things like metalworking tools, power generators, computers. And it's not just physical capital we're talking about,
but also human capital, right? So you see very strong job openings data.
That said, consumer spending has started moving away from goods and more towards services like restaurants and entertainment. That could help the manufacturing sector catch up, says Lydia Bosor, lead U.S. economist at Oxford Economics.
So what we want to see going forward is a little bit less demand for goods so that we see that rebalancing between, you know, supply and demand.
Even as services spending continues to grow this year, Bosor says manufacturers will still have plenty of demand for their products. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.